The following presentation is brought to you by Priority One.
Good evening again. We're in the Chavis Alavovos, Mishar Bitochem Perek Dalet. We discussed, or began the discussion last week, of the union of that a person has to have bitochen in his religious pursuits, in his shmiras hamitzvahs, in his ruchnis as well. And the Chavis Alavova said, we had seen, avo masheroi livtoech olov, he says, you don't rely on Hashem for your bechira, which make the choice yourself. He gave us free choice. And the decision and commitment to do something, and your intent to do it with the proper kavona l'shem shamayim, but we do rely that what we do avol masheroi liftoech olov hu gmar maisehu avoido, finishing the act, getting the act accomplished. Hashem is the one who makes it happen. We need Him to help us to make it happen. Now, this really points out, I think, a very significant point, and that is that we have to realize that not only is the power of Hashem and the control of Hashem in everything that happens in life, in our parnosa, in our health, in our in every aspect of our mundane and material existence, but even in our spiritual world, where He gave us the control of making the right decision, of deepening that commitment, of having the right intention. But when it comes to the act of fulfillment, I want to take a lulav and esrog on Sukkos. But when it comes l'maisa, I have to rely on Him that after all the ishtadlus and all the efforts and all the desire and bechira to do it, I have to rely on Him to make sure that I find the right one, that I find the kosher one, that this, that is all bashgocha. Not to think for a moment that hakol bidei shomayim, chutz miyira shomayim, that everything is in the control of Hashem except for yira shomayim, that only means yira shomayim is not in the control. Yira shomayim meaning the bechira, the desire, the choice, the haskoma, as he calls it. He says bechira, bechiras halev, haskoma vishtados beboyer libo, in the depth of his heart, and the kavona to do it l'shem shomayim, that's within our power. Other than that, the acts are all acts of mitzvahs, just as all acts are all really up to Hashem, and everything that we do is just a means of, is just the going through the motions, so to speak. The convictions, the commitments that we make, those are ours. But when to bring it to fruition, we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us to do that. Not just to help, but the Gmar Maisa Avoido, we have to rely on Him, because ultimately we can't finish anything. We don't have the koyach to do anything. We don't have the ability. We won't find the right things unless it's from Hashem. Someone today told me a personal story that happened to someone, which maybe brings home this point. It's completely in a different world, but I think it brings home this point. There was a young couple or a family that on Pesach they realized that their ice maker in their freezer was not working, and there's no way they could, would make ice. And immediately after Yontif, I think if I recall the story correctly, right after Yontif, the day after, they made sure to have a someone come down and to look at it. And he says, looked at it, took it apart. He says, yeah, there's a problem. I have to change something inside. I have to see if I can get it. It's not so simple, whatever it is. And he says, however, there's a knob over here that if you turn the knob, you can, it'll make ice. You'll have enough ice for the day. And every morning, if you turn that knob, you'll be able to have ice. And this goes on for a couple of weeks, gets up every morning, he's turning the knob, and there's ice for the day, turn the knob again, there's ice for the day. But this guy doesn't want to continue doing this. He calls him back, he says, you must fix it. He says, no, I did research. I can't find that part, whatever. But what they discovered was that on Pesach, it wasn't making ice, because it was covered with silver foil. This freezer was covered on Pesach. The minute they took the freezer, the silver foil off, the eye, the what do you call that? There's a, the sensor that can tell whether there's a pile of ice there, and therefore it stops making the ice, was blocked by this silver foil, and therefore it couldn't, it didn't communicate. So it stopped making ice. It never saw what was going on there. The minute they took it off, it started. This guy for 2 weeks was turning the knob every morning and thinking that he was making the ice, when in reality, the day after Pesach, after the technician, I guess, had left, and he took off the silver foil, it started to make ice by itself. This is the moshel. In life, we're turning the knob. We think that we're doing. It looks like we're doing. And we sometimes fool ourselves into think that we're doing. But everything, not only making ice in the freezer, but mitzvahs, the gemar, maisehu avoido, that we do, is all really HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it. All we do, we make the decision to do it and the commitment, but the rest is just turning the knob, going through the motions. But there's something else that's very interesting over here. He talks about a very significant level of religious commitment. He says this person, he's asking Hashem to help him with the Gemara Maisa. After what? Bechiroso belev sholem v'nemon. He has chosen to do the mitzvah with a fullness of heart and commitment and loyalty. It's a lev sholem v'nemon. I decide I want to do it with the entirety of my heart. And the agreement to do it, and the efforts coming from the depths of his heart. So much depth, so much spiritual sincerity there. And his intent is only the Shem Hashem, to bring Kiddush Hashem for the Shem Shamayim and not for his personal aggrandizement. And with all this, we have to beg Hashem to help us and to teach us how to do the mitzvahs, and he brings Hadricheni ba'amitecho v'lamdeni, Hadricheni b'nsiv mitzvah isecho, Derech mona b'chorti, Dovakti b'edvoisecho, brings different psukim which talk about how we ask Hashem to help us, al tashivein, al tavisheni, al tatsim mipidvar emes ad me'oid, ki l'mishpotecho yicholti, I'm hoping and awaiting to do your mitzvahs, don't allow any opportunity to pass, help me, help me, help me to be able in fact to fulfill the mitzvahs. But then he continues, and something I think that's very interesting. And all of this is a proof that his bechira was to do the Rotzon Hashem, and that's true, and he had the bechira. Ach, he has to be mispalel Elohim al shnei dvorim. He has to pray to Hashem. I just wanted to point out. He says, uvaze anachnu chayovin lehischanim. He says, beyond all of these intentions, I have the obligation to beseech Hashem to help me. And then he explains what this tefillah is. He says like this. What is the tefillah? He has to have two aspects to this tefillah. The first aspect is, he has to daven to Hashem, pray to Hashem for two things, two issues. Echad mehem leyachei levovoi ulechazek bechirosoi ba'avedosoi barchokas tirdos ha'oyla milibo ve'enov. He says he has to unify his heart. He should be one, we'll see in a moment, and to strengthen his choice to serve Hashem through the distancing himself from the distractions, the tirdos ha'olam, from his the distractions, the burdens and the confusions that the world places upon him, miliboy, this he has to get it out of his heart, ve'enov, and away from his eyes, k'mo she'omar, yachei levovi liyiro shemecho, galeinai v'abitu neflois mitirosecho, and he brings other psukim also, yachei levovi means unite my heart to the fearing Hashem, galeinai, the Mefarshim learn means havereinai, remove from me any of these tirdos ha'olam so that I should be able to see niflois from your learning. And it sounds like, and it seems from the pas lechem, the meforish here, that it's leyachei levovo means his thought should be singularly to the service of Hashem and not lahavle taivas ha'olam, and not to the folly of the desires that exist in the world. And the same thing he says again later also, and not to be interfered with, that legal enai, that the tirdus, all of the overwhelming issues that confuse and that burden and that bend the person out of shape in the world, those things should be removed from him. It seems, and it's really a dover poshut, but I think it's worthy of pointing out. It seems that a great person who is chooses belev sholem v'ne'emon to do the mitzvah and a haskoma v'shtadlus beborelev in the depths of his heart and his kavona is l'shem shomayim, such a person is still mechuyav, he's obligated to say, Hashem, get rid of those tirdus o'ilam. Don't let me feel those taivas in my heart. Yached levovi, that my whole machshova should be unified only to serve you. And that the gal einai haver, remove from my eyes any of the tirdus and confusion, so that I should only be able to serve you and not to be distracted by anything else. It seems no matter what level of religious commitment and in-depth bechira and haskoma to do it and kavona l'shem shomayim, a person is still obligated to turn to Hashem and to ask him, get rid of the desires, get rid of the confusion that this world places on me, all of the tirdus, all of the burdens, because they just overwhelm a person. And it seems no matter how focused we are on doing the right thing, and no matter how committed we have made ourselves and we have become with the depths of our heart to perform properly, and our intention is even for the Kovod Shamayim, but if we're in such danger of if it wasn't Yachei Levoveinu, if it wasn't a Yichud Halev, if it wasn't a unity of heart that's solely focused on serving Hashem and not in any way still reminded, remembering, thinking, hoping, wishing, feeling anything about all the desires that exist in this world or all the confusion, then that person, it seems, would not be able to properly perform the mitzvah. And even though he has bitochen in Hashem, but he has to turn, or maybe this is how he gets that further bitochen, has to turn to Hashem and ask him, remove the interference, because otherwise I may be doomed, I may not be able to perform these mitzvahs. Truth of the matter is that Reb Aryeh Levin, the famous tzaddik of Yerushalayim, told me that when he used to daven for the Omid in Chevron, in the Slabotki Yeshiva, when it was in Chevron, in the 20s, 1920s, and then he davened for the Omer, and once the Altum Slabotka was there, and the Altum Slabotka told him that every day, in Shmona Esrei, before he steps back, I guess after Yihu L'Rotzoin, he should say this posuk from Tehillim, Pei Vov Yud Aleph, Hoyreini Hashem Darkecho, teach me Hashem your way, Ahaleich Ba'amitecho, I should go in your truths. Yached levovi leyeroshemecho. This pasuk that the Chovas Alavavas brings. Unify my heart. In other words, get rid of the tirdus, get rid of the taivus, get rid of the confusion that can lead me astray, even though I'm on the highest level of religious commitment, that I've made such a commitment and desire to do this mitzvah, and it's belev sholem, but get this strange ideas, or you become overwhelmed, or just overburdened. I can't handle that anymore. This is, I can't become overwhelmed. And I beg of you, Yached Levovi, let there be a unity in my heart of just desire to serve Hashem, the Yerushemecho. And that's the tefillah that he says that we have to say. The other thing he says, interestingly, he says, Vahasheni, after two things he says to be mispal. What the first is, that he should be meyached liboy and so forth. Second one is lachazek evorav al hashlomas hamasim bavidosi, to strengthen the organs of his body towards the completion of the actions that are required for the service of Hashem. And this, he says, is the posuk hadricheni bin siv mitzvaysecho seodeni v'ivosheo, lead me, guide me in the path of your mitzvahs. Support me and I will be saved. And I guess that refers to bodily, like have my body get on board with the program. V'harbe kamo, and he says, and many like this, he's going to explain them later on. But this is also very, very interesting. And sometimes something that we tend to forget, that there's another aspect to a mitzvah besides the desire, the bechira, and the haskoma, and even the the complete focus on just doing it l'shem shamayim. And that is, the body has to get on board. The human being is made of guf and neshama. There's a neshama which is a chelek elika mimal, a portion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, that vayipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim, that Hashem put into man, put into Odom, this neshama of life, and he created his body to host it, ofer min ha'adoma. The body is chomer, the body is physical, the body is material, and the body sometimes has to be specifically encouraged to get on board with the religious program. And one of the ways we encourage the body is we say, ask Hashem to help us. Please strengthen my bodily organs that I should be able to do and want to do and complete the doing of the mitzvahs. You know, there are many people that have great intentions. And they intend to do this. They make a choice to do this, and they've committed themselves to do it, and figured out exactly how they're going to do it, and everything is there. And they can't get out of bed in the morning, and they can't bring themselves to move. They're too lazy. They're too tired. They're too whatever, because the body is not together with the program. The body must get on board with the program, and we beg Hashem specifically. And it would seem, according to this cheshbon, that we include that in trying to have bitochen for that too. Not only do I have to have bitochen in Hashem that I should be able to bring it to fruition and not be distracted by the tirdus, but I have to trust in Hashem and daven to Hashem that my body should be able to get on board and to do its part of the program, its share of the program, because otherwise I can be left out in the cold. I won't be able to complete. So here we see clearly that a person needs, in order to fulfill the Avedis Hashem, no matter how committed he is, no matter how much he's made the right decision, but he also needs to feel this sense. One is tefillah, that the tirdus shouldn't interfere, and two is tefillah, and both of them bitochen, that the body should be able to also perform properly and get on board. So again, the bitochen is not just in the material things in life, but it has very directly, specifically to deal with the spiritual world as well, because even in the spiritual world, the accomplishments that we eventually accomplish, those are accomplishments that have to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's helping us to perform and the bitochen that we have in that assistance that he gives us. He says, "Avol perish hachelik hachamishi, v'hu chovas ha'evorim." There are also, besides chovas halavovos, chovas ha'evorim, and these two require an involvement with bitochen. What are the chovas ha'evorim? The obligations of the body, the obligations of the evorei haguf, the limbs the parts of the bodily parts. Asher to'altom v'nizkom mis'abrim el zulosei. These chivas ha'evorim, their benefits and the lack thereof, or the negative is their dangers, their damage, are focused. They're begotten to others. The focus, the accomplishment, the achievement of these things are to other people. They are the benefits of other people and hurting other people. Like, for example, tzedakah, giving tzedakah, so we're helping somebody. V'hamaiser, giving 10% or maiser from the tvuah, from the produce. V'limud ha'chokhmah, and teaching chokhmah, something that I have chokhmah and I teach it to others. V'tzavois batoiv, commanding others to go in the right way. V'zoyer meroh, and being careful from doing wrong. U'lehoshiv ho'amonos, and those things which were entrusted in me to hold, to return them. U'lehastir hasoid, and to keep a secret without telling it to others. U'ledaber toiv, and to speak good. V'la'asois hatoiv, and to do good. V'kibud ovis, and respect for parents. V'hashovas v'hach Achnea horishoyim elokim, and one nusach is returning, and the other one is humbling wicked people to Hashem, returning people to get them to do tshuva. V'hoyrois b'nei odom darchei toivosom, And it seems the Tov HaLavonin changes the gears of Darchei Toivosei, teaching people the ways, the good ways, the ways of Hashem, the goodness and the ways of Hashem. V'lachmol aniyehem, and to have mercy on their poor people. V'rachim aleihem, to have rachmonis on them. V'lizbol cherposom, kishemeir oisom elu avoidu miyachal oisom umiorom bagmul uvoinish. And he should tolerate the embarrassment when he awakens them to serve Hashem. And they're not so receptive, and they're not so appreciative, and they're maybe even negative to him. They embarrass him. He should take that. And he informs them of the awaiting and the fear that they should have of restitution. There's schar and there's oinish, and that's also something they should be aware of. And these are all aspects of chovas eivorim. These are things that people do. They do it with their money. They do it with their body. They do it with their tongue, with their speaking. These are benod b'chaveroi mitzvahs that a person performs. Ofne yosher habitochon b'zeh, the way of bitochon, even in these things, which is what the proper bitochon. Sheyeh ha'odam tzeifin b'levovoi kol ha'maisim el v'adoim elohem. A person should have hidden in his heart all of these things and anything that's like them. The yivchar asoysom visabev aleim. He should choose to do them. All of these things, a person has to make the choice to do, to give tzedakah and to give maisa and to have rachmonis and to tolerate the way people talk to him and to bring people back to Hashem and so forth and so on. So he has to have yivchar asoysom visabev aleim and bring about sibus, causes to make it happen. Just as we said before, because that's part of the bechira oleinu lehiskarev el ha'elokim bilvad veloy liknois shem vekoved beinayim veloy lekaves hagmul mehem veloy lehistorer aleihem. Says just as we said before in the chelak rovi that this is part of the chiyuv of Bechira Oleinu, the chiyuv that we have of Bechira. What is the chiyuv that we have of Bechira? You have to choose to do what's right. And how does he describe that chiyuv? Lehiskarev el ha'elokim bilvad. To draw oneself close to Hashem only. V'loy likna Shem v'kovid b'neim. And not these. I'm not doing these things to get Shem, Kovid, because I'm giving tzedakah, because I'm helping people, I get the reputation. No, I'm not doing it for any reputation, for any Shem, Kovid, only because to get close to Hashem, v'loy lekavos agmul mehem, v'loy lehistora, not to expect that these people ever give me anything back, and not to rule upon them, to have something over them. V'chakach yiftach Elohim b'hashlomas ha'maiseh shekiven lasos mehem. And there, after that, he should have bitochon in Hashem that this maisa that he intends to do kefi mashu reitze boi mimenu acharei sheyesabi v'olof, that Hashem should help him to perform these acts, to have the money, to give the tzedakah, to actually find the oni, to make it happen, to give the teichocha, to give the education, to speak to the people, to bring them to do tshuva, to give the kovod to his parents and so forth. All of these things which are, he should trust Hashem that he will help him to complete these things and to do it. Just as Hashem wants, after he does those things that he has to do. But it seems from here also something very interesting. What is the chiyuv habechira oleinu? What are we supposed to choose? In all of these mitzvahs, we have a chiyuv to choose to do what's right. What is that choice? Lehiskarev elohim bilvad veloy liknoi shem v'kovod b'neim. I'm doing it l'shem shemayim. What is l'shem shemayim? To be close to Hashem. To be close to Hashem is the ultimate goal. And not because I want kovod, I want a name, and not because I want them to pay me back in any way or I want to have any control of them. So before he even comes to trusting Hashem, he's going to help him bring these things to fruition and be able to give the tzedakah, be able to give the maisa, be able to do all of this good. But before that, he has to make a bechira. He has to realize that my chiyuv is to choose these things in order to get close to Hashem and not to get covered and a name and anything else for myself. And it seems a bit of a strange language that he's doing it in order to get close to Hashem. Getting close to Hashem is the greatest. David HaMelech said, "Vani kirvas elikim litoy." For me, being close to Hashem is the greatest thing. That's good. That's the ultimate good. But he's speaking about the chiyuv bechira, chiyuv bechira to do tzedakah and chesed and all of these things that he just mentioned. He says he should do it mechiyuv habechira aleinu. What? What are we doing? To be miskarav elikim bilvar only, and not to get something for ourselves. It sounds like that the ultimate goal that a person does, he could do it because he wants something for himself, or he wants the Hiskarav El Hashem. Now, the Hiskarav El Hashem is something that's for him too, it would seem. So he says, V'loy liknoi shem v'kovet b'neim. V'loy lekavos al agmul. Not to get from them. And what about the Hiskarav El Hashem? I want to get from Hashem. I want to be close to Hashem. It seems that the Hiskarav El Hashem is the goal of his chiyuv in Bechira, because ultimately that's what Hashem wants. I think we may have mentioned it last time that they say the pshat, I say ritzoyne ki ritzoynecho, kidei sheyase ritzoynecho ki ritzoyne. Do Hashem's rotzen as if it was yours. As if it was yours. In order that he should do your rotzen as if it was his. So that's why we're doing it. This high level of doing my rotzen, his rotzen as if it was mine, is for solely for the purpose that he should do my rotzen as if it was his. And we said the pshat was, I think the Meforshim say that the pshat is that's what he wants. Ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the ultimate good for us. And if my doing good, my doing his rotzen as if it was my own with such passion, now entitles me to have him do my rotzen as if it was his, that's not a personal thing for me. That's because that's what Hashem wants. That's his greatest pleasure. His greatest hanoah in this world is to be able to do my rotzen as if it was his. That I should not be guilty of anything. He should be able to deliver everything for me. He should be able to give me and grant me everything. And that's what I want. So the same thing seems over here too. That the chiyuv of Bechira is liskarev elohikim bilvan. That's the highest thing, because that liskarev is not for me. That's what Hashem wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us that we should be able to be nene miziv hashchina, to be so close to him that we become enlightened to him, we become like him, we emulate his ways, and we could be further nene miziv hashchina and appreciate in this world and the next. And this liskarav Elohim is really the ultimate statement. It's not just for my own good, because he wants that closeness, because from that position of closeness to Hashem is where I become elevated to reach ever higher and higher heights. Yizoyer kefi yecholta becholze. He says, in all of this ruchnius talk that we're talking about, a person has to be very, very careful according to the fullness of his capability. Lahastiroi mimisha ein tzorech lo elohidia. He says, you have to be careful to hide your religious pursuits. You know, I give a lot of tzedakah, I give a lot of mice, I do a lot of chesed, I feel a lot for people's pain, I do this, I do that, I give teichocha to the rishoyim, I give kibur ovois. As much as possible, it's appropriate, he says, to hide from a person who doesn't have to know. You obviously can't hide from your parent that you're giving them COVID. And you can't hide from the owner. I mean, if you can, you could. Sometimes you could, but sometimes you can't, you know. But to hide from whatever is possible, because when he's nistor, he's hidden, his schar will be greater than if he would be known. If you do something beseser, the schar is even greater. And of course, as we mentioned before, what's so great about that? So the schar will be greater. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Because he wants to give us schar. So when I do something that's bringing greater schar, I'm bringing greater hanoah and greater kovod shamayim, because and I'm allowing him to fulfill what is his purpose of creation, which is to give me more and more schar. And that which he cannot hide, you know, Stoko, he has to give it to a person, whatever, there are certain things he can't hide. Yiz kabor ha-shorash asher hikdamnu, ki atu eles v'ha-nezek lo yiyah min ha-bruim, ki im birshus ha-boirei yizborach. he should realize that benefit and damage is not from people. It's only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in other words, if I'm doing something good, I have to realize that the damage that I could do or the good that I could do, anything that I happen to do, is all from Hashem. And I am just a Kiyim Birshus HaBa. Hashem has given me permission to do it. And therefore, I'm really just, in his language over here, that which I'm Meyape Atzmoy is Lashov. Fooling yourself. Och, I'm such a Bal Stok, I'm such a Bal Chesed, I'm such a Bal Derech Eretz, I've done such wonderful things, I continue to do so many such things. No, we do nothing. Because the Toeles and the Nezek, whatever comes to other people, is all Birshus Habere Yisborach, it's all in the domain of Hashem, and all comes from Him. And therefore a person has to hide it as much as possible, because if he doesn't hide it, first of all, by hiding it, he gets more schar. If he doesn't hide it, he loses it. But if he can't hide it, he should remember, even though it's affecting him a little bit, and he's saying, you know, I can't hide it, so I made a public tzedakah donation. Everybody knows about it. It does feel good. I can't hide it, but I'm starting to feel, you know, oh, what a chosh of a guy I am. So he says that a person should realize, to counter that, he should realize, you know something? All you did is turn the knob. You're not really doing it. It's not you. You try to, you want to, you intend to, but you really can't do anything because it's all min hashamayim. He says everything had toeles v'hanezek lo'iya min habruim kiyim b'shus habaris baruch. And that means that the action that I do is not my action, as we mentioned, because it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can only make the bechira to do good. And the benefit of that action is also not my benefit. The Teyeles or the Nezek, whether I do benefit or whether I do damage, is not from me. What do you mean? I did the act. I did it. I decided to do it. I made the decision. I made the program. I felt it with my heart. I had all my intentions right. It says, yeah, but ultimately that act is not your act. That's only it doesn't come lo yia min haberuim. It doesn't come from people, and if necessary, with Rishus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even the good things that I do, I have to remember that all is really HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessing it with success and giving me permission to do it. And therefore, I shouldn't feel, you know, so great about the fact that I'm such a super tzaddik, because this is really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us. And sometimes that's, I think, an important point, because sometimes when we do a mitzvah, we like to feel that since we have the bechira to choose to do the mitzvah, we like to feel that I did it, I accomplished it, I gave tzedakah, I really helped this person, I took care of him, I benefited him. She says, you did intend to, but ultimately everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is only birshusay, and really you did not do anything more than just the intent to do good. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is such an important point. It's important for us to realize in everything we do that we should not give up, because it's all up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's important for us to realize in everything that happens to us that it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and nobody can really do anything else. This is an important piece of information, because it keeps the reality of human existence in perspective, that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me the opportunity to do a mitzvah. You know what the opportunity to do a mitzvah is? It's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see, we tend to think about mitzvahs. I want to do a mitzvah. I chose to do a mitzvah. I have an opportunity to do a mitzvah. It's me and the mitzvah. Hakol b'nei shemayim chutz mi'ir ha-shemayim. That's a domain that's out of Hashem's domain. Nein. No, it's not out of Hashem's domain. Yir HaShemayim refers to HaKol B'dei Shemayim. Everything is up to Hashem except for Yir HaShemayim. Yir HaShemayim refers to the decision to do good. It refers to the commitment to do good. It refers to the kavona, L'Shem Shemayim, to do good. But beyond that is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, Kashi gal gel ha-boyre al yod mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me the opportunity to do a mitzvah. Yachshav b'libo ki hi teiva me'eis ha-boyre yisala she'eitiv bo'elof. It's a teiva, it's a gift from Hashem, that he benefited me with the opportunity to do a mitzvah. The opportunity to do a mitzvah is also a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of everything. Everything comes from him. This is a gift. And don't rejoice when people praise you. Oh, what a wonderful person, what you did here. And don't desire their kovod to you, that they should give you kovod. Look what I did for them. Look what I did. I did such a service to the world, to them, to everybody. I should get kovod for. Why? Because this will bring a person to gaiva. In other words, oh, I deserve kovod for this. Ah, what I really did. People are praising me for it. So don't let that get in, because we let that praise, or we let that sense of I did get in, we're making a mistake. V'yafsid liboy v'kavanos le'elukim. It can cause such damage when he hears people telling, I'm doing everything properly, and I know that it's all a teva from Hashem, the opportunity to do the mitzvah. But I'm rejoicing now. I hear people are complimenting me. Hey, you know, not bad. I'm not bad. They're complimenting. Everyone's talking nicely about me. And they want to give me covetousness. So he says, this will bring me to gaiva. I'll think, oh, I'm talking good. I did a good job. I really knew what I was doing. I really did a good job. And I'm going to lose. When a person has gaiva, he starts to feel, I'm doing this because I'm treated nicely. I'm doing this because I'm getting recognition. I'm doing this because people appreciate what I'm doing. And he will lose the kavon in his heart to only to serve Hashem with this, v'yavsid maaseh v'yabit tzchoro, and he will lose the action, because eventually it will lead him not to do the action, and he'll lose the schar. And he's going to continue to explain this in the right place later on. But interesting that a person is doing what's right. He made the right choices, and he's happy, and he's doing his mitzvahs. And he hears Bishabach Oyse Bnei Odom Oleh, people praising him. So he has to deny that. I don't want it. Because otherwise, if he doesn't, it's going to bring him to Gaiva. And when he feels good about himself, hey, I did such good things, which he did a good thing, he taka did it. Yafsid Libukan, he's going to remove his Kavon Lelakim, because I did it. But I feel good about myself for doing it, which means that I don't realize it's really from Hashem, and therefore when I really think that it's my own doing, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to lose even the opportunity to do the mitzvah, because I become the person who doesn't realize that Hashem is doing everything. Rather, I think it's me, because you made me feel good, you praised me. Says, "Ooh, Taka, I did Taka a good thing," and then I forget that it's really all from Hashem, and that's a tragedy, because when a person forgets that the ma'aseh mitzvahs that he does is from Hashem, he's going to eventually stop doing the mitzvahs and will lose the schar. Memela, a person has to constantly be focused and aware of the fact that everything I do, whether it's in ruchnius or gashmius, whether it's in business or whether it's in Torah and Yerushalayim, everything is all from Hashem, and I shouldn't allow myself, even with a little praise, to think that I have a chelik in this. I just go through the motions. I'm just turning the knob. But the reality is that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Thank you for listening to this presentation brought to you by Priority One. Please visit us online at www.priority-one.org. That's priority-1.org, where you can download free audio and publications on parenting, teaching, and teens at risk. For more information or to make a donation, please visit us online or call 800-33-4EVER.